In Syria, dozens of buses have arrived at the gates of Yarmouk refugee camp in southern Damascus to evacuate terrorists and their families. This after foreign-backed militants hole up in the camp, reach an agreement with the Syrian army. The militants are to leave Yarmouk for the northern province of Idlib under the deal. People trapped in Kafraya and Fua in Idlib will also be allowed to leave the two towns. Kafraya and Fua have been under the siege of militants for nearly 3 years. Dozens of women and children who have been kidnapped by armed groups from Idlib's town of Esrabah will also be released. Now, you can see some breaking news there. Iran's deputy foreign minister has said that Netanyahu's show against Iran is baseless. It's once again Netanyahu claiming and accusing Iran, actually, of lying. This is our third headline. We will be giving you more on that very soon. But for now, Press TV's correspondent in Damascus, Muhammad Ali, has told us about the deal in Yarmouk, which does not include Daesh terrorists, and it has a part of the camp under their control as well.
This deal is only between the Al-Nusra Front and the Syrian army. The deal, which was reached yesterday, stipulates that the terrorists of the Al-Nusra Front will be allowed to get out on buses from Al-Yarmouk refugee camp towards Idlib, and in exchange, the residents, the civilians who are trapped inside Kfaria and Fua villages in Idlib countryside, will be also allowed by the Al-Nusra Front, to be bussed out from that city towards the government-held city of Aleppo. Today, which is supposed to be the first implementation day for this deal, yes, dozens of buses reached the entrance of the Al-Yarmouk refugee camp, and in exchange, 22 buses entered into Fua and Kfaria, an implementation, of course, for evacuating those who are included in the deal. However, just about an hour ago, the Hay'at Tahrir al-Sham, which is led by the Al-Nusra Front based in Idlib, issued a statement saying that they have changed the items of the negotiations and of this deal, and that they will be only allowing 1,000 of the residents of Kfaria and Fua to get out, and also allowing releasing only 40 out of the 70 kidnapped civilians who were earlier and previously kidnapped from Ishtabrak city in Idlib.